Welcome to Getting Around with the latest news from the travel industry. Today, I've come to the Future of Travel and Transportation Technology Fair in Miami, Florida, to find out where the tourists of tomorrow might go. And I've found two young people here, Ellie and Joe. Can I ask you some questions?
Sure.
You've come to one of the world's biggest tech fairs. Which do you think is the most interesting exhibit?
The Transportation of Tomorrow display. I love the idea that we might use driverless cars to get around. I can't drive yet, but who knows? I may never need to.
And what about you, Ellie? In your opinion, will people still travel by car in the future?
I don't think everyday travel will be the same at all. In my opinion, there will be so many cars that will all get around faster by bike. That's my dream.
So, aren't you interested in the science of future transportation?
No, I am. I think people of our age should all be. But we should also be worried about air pollution and what transportation and travel do to our world. You know, I find the idea of new futuristic forms of transportation really exciting.
So, how do you think tourism will change in the future?
Well, we've just been to that rocket science exhibit over there. It's all about space tourism. I think we'll see rockets taking us on vacations to Mars. I've seen photos and movies about space travel, but imagine seeing our world from space with your own eyes. In my opinion, real space travel will be possible in the future for ordinary people like us, not only for astronauts.
What do you think, Joe? Is space tourism just science fiction?
No, not at all. I think there will be rockets kind of like the enormous jet planes we have now. We'll get on these super rockets to go on vacation, and they'll travel much faster than planes.
In my view, tourist rockets will probably land on Mars in the next 20 years. But I think it'll be incredible just to fly up there in space.
Fascinating. Thanks for that, guys. Now,